Mr. Macklin, director on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Light it up. Do not hang up. We're going to start with Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Jean?
Good morning, Matt. Great show as usual. I just wanted to respond to the person that calls in and says that, you know, children don't get this so badly. And they're already reporting of kids like 7 in ICU in Mississippi, you know, and 2 on life support. And there's others in various states and municipalities where children do get it pretty severely. And we don't even know the consequences of it affecting kids, just like the long-term people that get it and have significant side effects that impact them, you know, significantly in their daily lives. So, you know, I just love these people that call in and, you know, like it's no big deal. And it's significant. I mean, I remember when all the streets were bare in all the different countries. I remember watching on TV New York and all the different places, you know, where the streets were bare. I wish I would have taken snapshots of my television of all of the bare streets where nobody was driving cars. And you know, we've seen the emergency wards. And now they say that with the variant, you know, Kentucky, I think, is one of them. And there's other places down south that are begging for help because of the, or is it Kansas? They're having a heck of a time, you know, with the numbers and stuff, and it's a younger population. So, you know, we have to listen to this garbage of people saying, oh, no big deal. Oh, the vaccine could really hurt you. I think each person has to weigh it, and parents need to consider, you know, all of their options and talk to physicians, not listen to people that are anti-vax or anti-even accepting the fact that COVID has caused major death and destruction in our country. That's my 2 cents for today, Matt. You have a good day.
Thank you, Jean. As always, I think you nailed it, frankly. In Mississippi right now, there are kids in the ICU, and there are several on life supports. These are kids, little kids. And so the point of the matter is, and right now, sometimes they're so young, they haven't been approved for the vaccine at all by anybody. But for somebody, a responsible health official in Tennessee, to say that teens can get vaccinated when the CDC said they can get vaccinated and they should get vaccinated and she gets fired, that's crazy. That's just flat out crazy. And the other thing is, there are long-term effects of this stuff, including cognitive effects and so forth, and people don't know them. Get the vaccine. Anti-vaxxers are anti-science, and this business on the extreme, and not all anti-vaxxers believe this, but the extreme of anti-vaxxers say it's God's will to cull the herd. You know, it's all great about culling the herd unless you're the part of the herd that gets culled, okay, or your loved ones, and that ain't so good. So let's knock it off. Come on, anti-vaxxers, get with the program, get out of here, and we're going to get vaccinated. We're going back to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Dick?
Well, here to Jeannie, pointing that out, because the Delta variant has been proven now to be really strong effects on young people. But that said, I'm not a huge fan of insurance companies, never have been. But here's where I'm going with this. If you smoke, generally speaking, your rates are higher, correct?
Right.
I would not blame them at all if they just said, you know, you got long-term hospitalization here due to COVID and you weren't vaccinated and you refused to be, we're not paying for anything. Sorry. It's raising everybody's rates when somebody goes in for long, long-term care, correct? So why wouldn't they be able to say the same thing about non-vaccinated people that they do about people with other health risks like smoking? The heck with you. We're not paying for your stupidity.
You know, that's a good point. And, you know, there's a way of put it positively so that it would survive a lot of attacks. Instead of negatively saying you're going to pay more if you're not vaccinated, the other one is, you said it as if no one's getting vaccinated, and saying you get a credit if you are vaccinated. In other words, here it is at $100, and you only have to pay $60 if you get vaccinated and show us proof. And that is very common. And as you say, I think a very, very good idea, Dick. Very, very good idea. So I hope that catches on. But the truth of the matter is, a lot of people are in Medicare and all this kind of stuff. And when they're anti-vaxxers, it's harder to get them in terms of economic dislocation through insurance rates. But what is really hurting us, frankly, are major Republican figures like Ron Johnson and Donald Trump and others who are making fun of vaccinations. Who Ron Johnson convened an anti-vaxxer group in Western Wisconsin not too long ago to get up there and just say all the bad things that can happen with vaccinations. And he himself won't be vaccinated. And he said it's because he has COVID and therefore antibodies. And all of the science says the antibodies you get from having COVID are uncertain, definitely get vaccinated. And so he is trying to get reelected by appealing to the fringes of the CPAC crowd, the Conservative Political Action Conference crowd, the anti-vaxxers, the Trump cultists, and there's nothing that they won't say and do. Nothing. Nothing. Including on the extreme fringe, it's God's will. And, you know, the truth is that Ron Johnson, no one remembers this, but early on, he advocated no masks, no distancing, and said, yeah, there will be deaths. We can tolerate that. It sort of culls out the weak, and basically everybody will be stronger, and let's just keep the economy going. And no one remembers that. He was willing just to take, and the various studies show now that the vaccines have prevented about 290,000 deaths. Now, you may say, all right, we have, what, 330 million people in the country. What's 290,000? Well, it's a lot if it's you, your wife or husband, your parents, your children, then it's really a lot. Then it's everything. Then it's everything. You don't do that in a civilized society, and you don't let variants keep running amok, and that is what is happening. So you're absolutely right. Thanks a lot for calling in, Dick. Okay, we have a fascinating development. Liz Cheney slapped Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan's hand during the Capitol riots. What's the background of that? She gave an interview, and here's how she recounted it. Right in the middle of the riots, people are breaking in and trying to get in the chamber and killing congressmen. See, here's the interview she gave afterwards. She said, quote, "That effing guy, Jim Jordan, that son of a bee. While these maniacs are going through the place, I'm standing on the aisle," and he said, quote, "We need to get the ladies away from the aisle," end quote. "Let me help you," and he gets hold of her. She says, "I smacked his hand and said," quote, "Get away from me, you effing did this. Get away from me, you effing did this." This is Liz Cheney slapping Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan. He wrestled at 135 pounds for Madison. He was the NCAA champ at 135 pounds. This guy is very strange. That's why his name is Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan. But, you know, that day of the insurrection, everybody is sort of glossing it over on the right, and everybody is speaking in very, very kind of clinical terms on the left. Okay, you know, somebody got trampled, somebody got shot, somebody got his eye gouged out, stabbed to the pole, beaten, dragged down. Yeah, okay. But, you know, it's what happened. Very few people captured the technicolor of it, the guts of it, the mood of it, the angst of it. And there, as they're breaking in, you know, at that point, the congressman didn't know if they'd get in and start killing congressmen. That's what their goal was. Some of those people just had buck fever, and they went after cops. They almost kicked Michael Fanone to death until he was saved by a few of the other insurrectionists. And they didn't know what was happening. And Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan grabs Liz Cheney standing on the aisle and saying, suddenly he's gallant. Suddenly he's very gallant. "We need to get the ladies away from the aisle." How about not having an insurrection in the first place, Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan? She slaps his hand and says, "Get away from me. You effing did this." And in her interview, "That effing guy, Jim Jordan, that son of a bee." So that shows you some of the divides in the Republican Party in pure technicolor. And I side with Liz Cheney and Mitt Romney and Adam Kinzinger in that divide. But that and a buck will get him on the bus, because the vast majority of the Republican congressmen and the vast majority of the Republican base, not a majority, plurality of the Republican base, about 30%, are Trump cultists. They're Trump cultists. He is the golden calf. Somebody carried him down the mountain, and everybody's going to and out. They're a handful of very, very brave people. We're going to see what happens. Liz Cheney has a number of opponents in the Republican Party. Trump is causing trouble. There's a Republican congressman in Ohio who voted to impeach him, a guy who formerly played professional football in the NFL, and the nut's running against him, and Trump is supporting the nut. And this is happening around the country. Trump is supporting an opponent to Raffensperger in Georgia, because Raffensperger, the Secretary of State, voted to certify the election, which he had to do. And since then, he's been terrible, stripping people off the voting rolls, supporting legislation that would suppress the vote. But that's not enough for Trump. Trump demands worship. Worship. He's like a Chinese emperor 1,000 years ago. Everybody thought he was God. If you looked at him, they had to execute you. So if you were summoned in his presence, what do? Not supposed to look at him, but you got to show up or they'll execute you anyway. So you crawl in on your belly and your knees, keep your head down, and tug on your forelock. What's your forelock? A lot of people don't have a forelock. If you have hair, comes down a little bit over your forehead, you grab it and tug on it to show submissiveness. And then the emperor says whatever he's going to say, and then you crawl out. That is what they are doing for Trump. He's like a Chinese emperor is what he is. And what happens is that the Kinzingers, the Cheneys, they do not slap Jim Jordan's hand. Trump gave him the Medal of Freedom. They worship him too. This is a very sick situation. Very sick, sad state of events in the Republican Party. I don't see how they can come back from this. Now when 30% of their base worship the golden calf, it's hard to see how they come back from it. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.